Monday, March 17th, 2025, and ask Dave to please call the roll.
Council President Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Revere.
Here.
Alder Curry.
Here.
Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Evers.
Here.
Alder Rummel.
Present.
Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. We have no one registered for general public comment. So are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda from the body? Seeing none, we'll move on then to the consent agenda. We do have one registrant available to answer questions on item 7, but no one wishing to speak. Are there items that members of the body would like to have removed from the consent agenda at this time? Alder Evers?
Item 10, please.
Item 10. Thank you, Alder. Are there any other exclusions from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, then President Figueroa Cole, a motion on the consent agenda?
Move to adopt the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt all items except item 10 with their recommendations as noted in Legistar. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of the consent agenda? Seeing no objection, we will record that vote. And we will move on to item 10. Item 10 is Legistar 87493, authorizing the city to execute an agreement with Electrical Workers Local 159, Labor Management Cooperative Committee Fund Trust for permission to use portions of Olin Park for its Holiday Fantasy and Lights event, including installing holiday lighting and permanent infrastructure to support the lighting for the years of 2025 through 2030. On item 10, can I get a motion, please, President Figueroa Cole?
Move to adopt.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded to adopt item 10. On item 10, are there questions for staff? Alder Evers?
Yes, this would go to either Eric or CJ or Lisa, whoever is best equipped to answer this. There were a couple public comments that were registered expressing concern about the possibility that a car-free event centering bicyclists and pedestrians might be removed from the Holiday on Lights at Olin Park, which straddles District 13 and considered an important annual event that apparently in the past has had one night out of the roughly 2 to 3 weeks that would be accessible to pedestrians and bicyclists, that might go away. Could you speak to that, please?
Sure. I'd be happy to speak to that. So the agreement that you have in front of you is for the Fantasy and Lights. That has been held at Olin Park for many years. And in the last 3 years, the event organizers have worked with the community in order to do the car-free nights. So that's happened for about 3 years now. That is really something that is up to the event organizer to work on making happen. And in this version of the contract, we tried to make that even easier for the event organizer to do. You'll notice in the changes to the agreement, we indicate that the event organizer can have a car-free event without like requesting further permission from us. They don't have to do additional permits other than communicate with us about traffic management. But really, we tried to make it so that this is something that if they would like to have a car-free event, we are going to make it as easy as possible to happen.
So, in other words, there's little substance to this notion that the trade union could somehow or another place obstacles in the path.
Well, to be clear, as a city, we are not placing any obstacles in front of this event happening. from what we have heard from the event organizers, they have a difficult time making this event happen. We have not used this agreement to compel them to do a car-free event, and I don't know that it is necessarily our place to do so, since they would be responsible for the expenses and the logistics of making this happen. We are more than willing to work with the organizers and bike advocates and anyone else who would like to in order to facilitate that discussion. But it really is up to the event organizers in order to make that car-free event happen.
In other words, you would not advise us to try to put something in the contract or agreement requiring this. Is that correct?
I think at this time, it is best for us to make it as easy as possible for them to do a car-free event. And at Parks, we are more than willing to work with them to encourage them to make this happen. But I think I wouldn't advise on compelling them to do that at this time.
Well, in closing then, would you agree to work with the bike community and those who would like to see this happen and perhaps try to facilitate or address or mediate any of the concerns of the organizers of the event that this exception, this car-free night might be more challenging for them, but try to figure out a compromise that would make this doable?
Yeah, we have worked with them in the past, and we're more than happy to continue to work with them to try to facilitate that discussion. Yes.
Right. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other questions for staff on item 10? Seeing none, item 10 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion then, it's been properly moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of item 10? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor. That is all the items on our agenda. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move adjournment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.